Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You know what my number one asset has always been as a person, as a professional, and as an athlete is I'm so stubborn. I am more tenacious than anyone else out there on the court, anyone else that's in the business. I refuse to give up. I will not stop. I will not go away.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We are counting down the hours to the weekend, our weekend. But you can have your own countdown. I will cheer for you, too. Woo! We are 3 hours to the weekend. I hope you have some fun holiday plans. This is literally the second to last weekend, or the penultimate weekend before Christmas, and it's actually my last weekend in town because I will be doing some traveling for Christmas. Can't wait to see my family, and I've got lots of Christmas plans. I actually am going to see a concert, a symphony concert on Friday night, which is not something I've done in a really long time, and I can't wait. I'm a big fan of classical music in person, and it's holiday music. And then on Saturday, it's about the NFL and cookie baking. I know I keep mentioning it, but does anything sound more perfect to get ready for the holidays, because I love to pass out cookies, than two NFL games to keep me company while I'm baking cookies? Nope. I mean, I'm not kidding you. I'm geeked up about it. It's the simple things, you know. I don't need lots of bells and whistles. I don't need lots of money. I just like to be home. When you're out 5 nights a week with work, I really enjoy those rare days when I can be home and those rare evenings when I can enjoy being home. And right now, since there's a gorgeous Christmas tree, it makes me happy. So I hope you also have some things that will make you happy this weekend. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Of course, we know the football will make us happy. And we've got our poll up on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. Either one is fine. And then our Facebook page, too. What's the Week 15 NFL game that you're most looking forward to? And as we usher in a football Friday, so now we've got the Pacific time zone with us. It's officially 12:05, so 5 minutes after midnight Pacific time. We're still waiting on Alaska and Hawaii. Always straggling, but you can get excited about football, too, and about the weekend. We've got our poll up, and we've given you 4 choices. So we want you to take that poll. Let us know which game you're looking forward to. On Facebook, as always, you've got the full schedule, so you can write whatever game floats your boat. And I love the fact that on Saturday, we've got maybe not the most compelling matchups. So as I look at it, I'm not telling you that these are going to be the best games of the weekend, only that they have great storylines. Okay, so coming up, the first game on Saturday is the Texans, who just had their 9-game win streak snapped. They're on the road at the New York Jets. Sam Darnold is back. That Jets defense, it can be fierce at times. Now, we think that Todd Bowles could be dead man walking when it comes to the Jets coaching job. But the impressive thing about New York is that they're still playing hard. It's not as though they've kind of thrown in the towel and said, well, screw this. They're really frustrated, but that victory they had last weekend, I think it goes a long way. You snap a 6-game losing skid, you come up with a victory, it feels like the weight of the world is off your shoulders. They did it on the road at Buffalo, and now they get to be home on Saturday, and they will host the Texans. That could be, you want to talk about hard hitting and physical, the way those two defenses can play. And that's followed by primetime Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns still clinging to shreds of playoff hope. They need a lot of help, but there's hope. And isn't that what a Browns fan base would be so excited about right now? For the first time in a long time in December, there's actually hope. So they are at 5-7-1. They still have the opportunity to finish this season. They could actually finish above 500. But so we'll see how this AFC North plays out. But for the Cleveland Browns, it's an opportunity to take their show on the road and to go into Denver, which is notoriously a tough place to play. The Broncos are also still holding out hope for playoffs, though it's a different road for them because they're in the AFC West. So there's no chance that they're going to win that division. They've already got two teams in their division that have clinched playoff spots. But there still are potential ripple effects from those games on Saturday. So that'll be fun, and we only have to watch those two. Or maybe you're into bowl games. I'm not. I've told you a thousand ways to Sunday. I do not watch bowl games until they're the ones that matter. It's not my cup of tea. And there are so many bowl games that I get weary of them. But I know a lot of you are excited. The bowl games typically will have fans who travel well. They'll have a chance to sometimes it's a fun destination. New Orleans Bowl is coming up this weekend, so there are people who love to go to New Orleans. And if it's your school, it's kind of a way to celebrate the holidays and take a little trip. And so I'd love to hear from you. How many bowl games do you think you're going to watch? I've forgotten how many there are. What are they, 27 bowl games? That's just a guess off the top of my head. It feels like there are so many. But I'd love to know how many bowl games you plan to watch. We're inside the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. So Twitter, Facebook, phone number 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-CBS if you want to talk about football. We do have some QB news and some previews coming up. We'll give you the latest on Carson Wentz and his situation. We knew he had a bulky back. We now have more deets. And also looking ahead to some of the critical quarterback matchups in the games over week 15. Cam Newton. I do like his dry sense of humor in talking about the Saints this weekend. And obviously when it comes to the NFC, both the Saints and the Rams, they would love to have that top seed. And I think it's critical for how we may see the NFC side of the postseason bracket play out. And then we're going to preview that game between the Patriots and the Steelers, of course, because that is, I don't like to use the over-the-top, exaggerated titles, like Game of the Year, because we don't know that. And I feel like we've already had a Game of the Year, right, between the Rams and the Chiefs. But considering what happened last year with Steelers and Patriots, and considering that both of them right now are division leaders, it's an important game. We're talking about impact for buys, for division titles, for home field, for seeds, just everything. And considering that the Steelers are right now skidding to the tune of 3 losses in a row, and the Patriots are also coming off a loss, and for them, their defense has been exposed. I mean, you can look at that Patriots defense and you can see the weaknesses and the Achilles heel. And so both of these teams are desperate to get back on track and for, you know, facing forward, but also playing their best football as we head toward January. So 855-212-4227. Here, let's talk to Hector, who's in San Jose. Welcome to After Hours.
Hello.
You're up. Hello? Sir.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I just want to talk about the Raiders. Their coming up game this weekend against Cincinnati, and I like our chances of winning again. We beat Pittsburgh, and think it's all going to finish on a positive note going into next year, because we're going to have some really good draft picks in the first round next year.
So many draft picks. So many draft picks. Yes. Yes? Is that it?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, so, I like our chances of finishing on, of course, next year with the draft picks.
Oh, dear. So far, we are 0-2 in the Bay Area with phone issues. So we've taken 2 calls in the Bay Area, and both of our callers have dropped off because of phone problems. I will just say this to you. You can believe me or not. I'm not hanging up on anyone. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Let's hear from Patrick Mahomes after this game. And remember, the start to the first quarter and the start to the third quarter for the Kansas City Chiefs was dynamic. I mean, at the beginning of this game, if you're watching football Twitter or if you're paying attention to the reaction, what's trending, it was a flood of Pat Mahomes tweets and the side angles and the throws that he can make across the body and the fact that he's able to connect and lead guys and wow, Tyreek Hill and everything else. I mean, it was amazing. In fact, I've come up with a new phrase. Let me know if you like it. Must see Mahomes. You know how much I love my alliteration. So yeah, they came out of the locker room hot offensively in both the first and the third quarters. And it was kind of weird to watch them peter out, but at least we got a taste of must see Mahomes for a while.
Right side by Mahomes, all kinds of time, pump faking. Now fires it, lays caught in the end zone, DeMarcus Robinson. Touchdown, Kansas City. Mahomes, another red zone touchdown as he just flicks it sidearm. And the Chiefs cash in again on a 5-yard touchdown pass. Hip of Mahomes on second down and 10 at the 11. Play fake. Mahomes running right, now turning left. They got a screen set up. Left side. Darrell Williams, 10-5, touchdown, Kansas City. It's Darrell Williams, his first National Football League touchdown. And the Chiefs are screening the Chargers to death here.
At first I thought he said screaming, and then I realized that Mitch Holtis said screening them to death. Oh, yeah, you know that Andy Reid loves to run those interference plays. Now, you got to be careful because there are times when they can be illegal. But the crossing patterns, all this motion, it's like much ado about nothing. Just to get the defense as confused as possible, and then some little guy squirts out into space, out from behind a screen, squirts out of the scrum, and he ends up being free and he can snake his way through the defense. So it is fun to watch Pat Mahomes and that offense, even though they're missing a couple of pieces. Mitch Holtis on the Chiefs radio network. And
to death here.
Yeah. Screaming them to death. I was like, what does that mean? I actually thought about it and then I realized, oh, duh, Amy.
To death.
So Pat Mahomes, what happened? You guys started out so strong. He has now 45 touchdown passes on the season. And you look at his numbers and they're really good. 24 of 34. So efficient. His QB rating is over 100. He had 243 yards. The Chiefs did not run the ball particularly well, but I don't know that they were trying to run the ball all that much. And so they build this 14-point lead and then,
when you don't execute and you get penalties and stuff like that, that stalls out drives. And so we got some scores, but whenever we needed to move the ball at the end, we didn't execute. And so it sucks now, but we're going to kind of recuperate and come back and try to win these next two games.
I mean, you don't really have any answers for it, but he does point to the penalties, and that was huge. Their last offensive possession, I said this last hour, but their three and out included a false start. A false start on your own field in front of your own fans when you need to extend that drive and keep the ball away from the Chargers, and you false start. And then he takes one of his two sacks. Now, there was plenty of pursuit of Mahomes, but officially not anywhere close to the number of QB hits or sacks that Phillip Rivers absorbed. But still, at critical times, including that last three and out, definitely the Chargers defense with the fresh legs was able to get to Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, you have guys like that on both ends as well as the guys they have in the middle. I mean, you have to learn to get the ball out faster. I have to do a better job with that. They played a good game. I mean, they found a way to win in the end, and we didn't. And so you have to find ways to win in this league.
And what did our Chiefs insider, Pete Sweeney, tell us from Arrowhead? We spoke to him about an hour ago, and he said, it's going to be up to Andy Reid. It's going to be up to Pat Mahomes to steady these guys, to provide the voice of reason. And he reminded us of how it went after the Kareem Hunt explosion, when they had to face the media again, and they had cut Kareem Hunt, and they had to answer questions, and Mahomes took a stand, but there was also a meeting. They got together, and they talked about it behind closed doors, and it was Reid, and it was Mahomes who were providing the leadership. Now, Reid has been around for, 20 years as a head coach, and he certainly is an NFL lifer, but if you think about Mahomes, I appreciate that he is taking this role and this responsibility on himself, because he is, 15 games 16 now into his NFL career. If you're just looking at the games he started, the ones where he's the guy in the huddle, he's the voice in the huddle, and yet he recognizes that he has the ability to lead, he's got that character, and so he's going to stand up and do it. And it plays out on the field as well. He is a lot of fun to watch. Just it's definitely a weakness of this team that they have. At times, it's been either the defense that's given up a ton of points, and that was the case with the Rams and with the Patriots on the road. But in this particular game, I think you got to point to the offense and say they didn't control the ball long enough. Now, I know Mike Williams was wide open for the two-point catch in the end zone. Talk about running interference. It was like everybody else was going left, and he squirted out to the right, and he was all alone. But really, For the Chiefs offense, they bear a lot of responsibility here because they didn't keep the ball. They didn't possess the ball when they needed to. They didn't come up with an extended possession at the time when they absolutely had to not give it back, keep it away from Phillip Rivers. All right, you can find me on Twitter. You know where we've got the show poll up. It's either on our After Hours CBS Twitter or mine, and then also on our Facebook page, which is cool. I know you guys love this one. It's one of our favorites. Every Thursday night into Friday morning, we start to talk about the games that we're going to see this weekend. By the way, I was way off. There are 40 college football bowl games. Do you want to know how many I'm going to watch? 3. The national semifinals and the college football championship. I will guarantee you I'll watch those 3. Maybe I'll tune into the Rose Bowl, maybe just because I like the pomp and circumstance, but I can promise you 3. That's the number of games I will watch from start to finish. Anybody out there going for all 40? You're going for the 40-yard dash? Okay, coming up, you want to know how I know that I've made it? I know that you know that I've made it. Oh my gosh, you're not going to believe what happened on Thursday. I think it's a sign. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
To death here.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. Yeah. Here on After Hours, we like you as much as you like us.
Hey, what's going on? I love the show. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, enjoying your show, Amy. I'm normally not up to hear you, but you got a hell of a show.
Thank you.
Hi, Amy. I remember talking with you when you very first started on CBS. You're such a superstar.
Amy, thank you for taking my call. First time calling. Listen to your show every morning as I travel into Boston.
First time caller to any sports show ever. So you are kind of taking my sports show virginity right now.
Okay, but well, that's not creepy at all.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Thank you so much for tuning in, although I don't know that you need to turn up the radio for me because no one's ever accused me of not talking loud enough or not talking fast enough. I do have to slow down when I do the talk show. I actually do that on purpose because my grandmother and friends in Oklahoma, they and Texas too, actually, they tell me I talk really fast, and so I have to slow it down. It's funny because when I visit Cuba every summer, I can understand Spanish really well, and I can speak it at my slow plodding pace, but they speak so fast that I have a hard time keeping up with them. If they speak slowly, I'm all good, but when they speak in, you know, their normal pace, then I get confused and they think I speak fast. No. I think we all believe that everyone else's accent is funny, and you all speak faster than we do, of course. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to start to dive into some of the other action in the NFL this weekend. And in addition to that, we had one heck of a performance on primetime from the reigning MVP, though I don't know how many people were paying attention. Maybe. Fact is that it was also on the same court as one LeBron James, and the game was still close in the fourth quarter, so maybe. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line, 855-212-4227. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Thanks for your feedback to my latest NFL column. It really is your playoff primer. So a lot of questions about these final 3 weeks, a lot of playoff droughts that are on the line. As we talked about with our trivia question from last night's show, if you don't know the answer, I still have people coming to me and saying, what's the answer? Are you ready? Here's the answer. Pass it on to your friends. Make this water cooler fodder. The 8 NFL teams who have not made the playoffs in the last 3 years. Brian, can you do it? Can you do it without looking?
Not anymore.
Oh, you can't. His brain is so muddled. Poor Brian. This one really, it gave his confidence such a hit. It's fine. It's just about memory. Chargers, Colts, Browns, Jets, Ravens. Those are all your teams in the AFC. Chargers, Colts, Browns, Jets, Ravens. In the NFC, Bears, Niners, Buccaneers. The 8 teams that have not made the playoffs in the last 3 years. And you know what? That's a fourth of the NFL. That's 25% of the NFL. So I'm thinking the Chargers, we know, have already ended their drought. They'll be into the postseason for the first time since 2013. We just don't know, will it be as a division winner or will it be as a wild card? The Colts are still clinging to hope. They've got a great matchup against that Dallas defense. Andrew Luck and T.Y. Hilton against the Dallas defense. I'm excited about that battle for sure. So the Colts still have hope alive. So do the Browns. The Jets, unfortunately, are eliminated, so their streak will continue. Baltimore also still has the chance to make the playoffs. In fact, right now, they're sitting in that number 6 seed, but they've got to protect it. The Bears, they're not in yet, but they likely will end a drought that goes back to 2010. The Niners and the Bucks are already eliminated. So if you didn't catch the answer, I don't know what to tell you. I guess I can tweet it and put it on Facebook so that if you're looking for it there, you can find it. So we'll start to dive into some of these other Week 15 matchups too. But I have to tell you this really funny story. Maybe this is a sign of how I have broken through and I've made it as a radio talk show host. So when I wake up every afternoon, I generally... I check my work email, and because there's usually a flood of emails while I've been sleeping. And then I go and I look at our social media, both on Twitter and on Facebook. And I go and, you know, I post the podcast or the link to our interviews or I answer questions, whatever. I just go through what's happened in the day on our social media when I've been sleeping. So I open up Facebook and I have several notifications. One of them says something about Amy Lawrence has posted a few pictures. Would you like to tag yourself? I mean, that's weird, right? Amy Lawrence has posted several pictures. It appears that it's you. Something about facial recognition. Believe it or not, Facebook has a facial recognition technique. You can turn it off or you can leave it on. So I turned it off because I really don't. That's creepy. I mean, that's like something out of a crime show, for heaven's sakes. But the notification said something along the lines of, actually, maybe I'll try to read it to you and see if I can still find it on my Facebook page. It said something along the lines of, Amy Lawrence posted several pictures. Would you like to, it was either, would you like to tag yourself? And then it said timeline review. You know how if you tag yourself in a photo, then it appears on your timeline as well. And I open up the page. Someone else has created a fake Amy Lawrence Facebook account. And would you know, it's got like 100 friends. So it's all the basic information that you can get from the internet. So it's not my account. It's a fake Amy Lawrence account. And it's got essentially photos that you can find elsewhere, like my CBS official photos that we use for our podcast. And it's this page that's set up and it's got some posts essentially that were stolen from our show Facebook page. So my personal Facebook page is protected. You can't find me if you look for me. Did you pull it up?
No, I'm kind of afraid to.
Oh, just look at it. It's just weird. So it has my start date at CBS Sports Radio, and then it goes back and it makes up a start date for my previous network. It has a birthday that's not actually correct. And so it's got a few, like, you know, those milestones in your life that Facebook has, but it's all pictures that come from somewhere else on social media, and it's not me, and yet there's 100 people that are following it. And so I have no idea, absolutely zero idea, why anyone would want to waste their time impersonating me on social media. But if there's a fake account out there, does that mean I finally made it? Someone cared enough to make a fake Amy Lawrence Facebook page.
That is weird.
I know. And actually go through the process of trying to find pictures. So yeah, I have no idea. Who cares that much? I can't even fathom. But yeah, someone created a Facebook page, and Facebook actually came to me and said, would you like to tag yourself in these photos? What, not realizing that it's my name? Like, that's the weird thing about Facebook and its algorithms, right? Some of this stuff that you would see, you would think would be so obvious, it just completely slipped through the cracks on Facebook. So now there are two of me out there, but only one of me that's real. You decide. Like I said, my personal Facebook page is actually hidden. You can't find it unless we have mutual friends or unless I send you a friend request. That's my personal page. And I don't post on it a ton, maybe once a week. But I do share pictures of my family sometimes there, and I prefer to keep those more private. And so now there's a public Amy Lawrence Facebook page. Brian, why are you smiling like that? Did you find it?
No, I'm just weirded out by this whole scenario.
I know, seriously.
Is that the Amy Lawrence I'm friends with on Facebook?
Wait, are we friends on Facebook?
I thought we were, but apparently we're not.
Well, you better find out. You better find out if the Amy Lawrence that you're friends with, I'm using my air quotations, is the real Amy Lawrence. So then somebody fires back at me on Twitter, how do we know this is the real you? Well, here's the deal. If you actually follow me on Twitter and listen to my radio show, you know I tweet exactly as I talk. I post on social media the same way that I talk. I use emojis. I use smiley faces. I say, ha ha. I never say LOL because that's my pet peeve. But if you do listen to my show or you know me personally, you can tell it's me on social media because I post the same exact way that I talk on the radio or talk in real life. This is me. This is how I talk. I don't know that it's any great mystery, but now I'm wondering if there are fake Amy Lawrence Twitter accounts out there, too. Ooh, this is big time.
I'm on it. I'm going to do the research. We're going to check it out.
What a waste of time. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about Week 15. Why don't we dive in and preview Patriots and Steelers? What do you think? We're ushering in a Football Friday. It's the biggest game of the weekend. How you feeling about Pats going into Pittsburgh? Both those teams coming off losses, both needing to turn the ship around.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
And the Steelers, with only 5 seconds left, are going to try a field goal of 40 yards to tie this amazing game up.
What a call by Randy Feeger.
The kick by Boswell. He slipped and fell, and the ball is loose. My goodness gracious, and the Raiders celebrate a real big upset.
Parker pitches it. And it's Greg!
Greg! 30! 20! Greg Pelsey's got a tackle! Oh, that one out! He got it in the end zone! Touchdown!
The Dolphins win it!
Unbelievable!
Are you kidding me? That is unbelievable!
I don't believe what I just saw!
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Both stunning endings to the Steelers and the Patriots' attempt to win their games week 14 on Sunday. Sorry, I was a little off mic. I was digging in my purse for a pen. Why does my pen always die when I'm here at work? It never dies at any other time. Back-to-back nights, I've had a pen run out of ink on me. And so I was digging in my purse for another one. Anyway, you had Bill Hillgrove and Tunch Ilkin, the final kick, or it was supposed to be a field goal for Chris Boswell, who, by the way, will keep his job. According to reports, he will remain the Steelers kicker. But he slipped on the turf at the Coliseum, and the ball never got high enough to become an actual legit attempt at a game-winning field goal. And so instead, it ends up, I guess it would have forced overtime. Instead, it ends up that the Steelers have dropped 3 in a row now, and they're trying to figure out how to right the ship, and they have to do it now by hosting the New England Patriots, which is tough. And then for the Pats, it was the stunning ending to that game against Miami, where, of course, they have not played well. And the whole business with the laterals and Kenyon Drake and Rob Gronkowski being that back there as the protector, quote unquote. Have you seen the end zone view of that play, by the way? The miracle in Miami. It is pretty amazing to see how much of a sitting duck Rob Gronkowski was back there. And of course, he was out there for a Hail Mary attempt. He was out there for a long pass play. He was not out there for the opportunity to tackle Kenyon Drake should it come down to it. That's not what he was doing out there. He's not supposed to be a defensive back. And he just got so wrong-footed, but also you could tell how awkward it was as Drake was coming at him. So if you haven't seen the end zone view, in fact, Dave is with us filling in for Chris. If you want to try to find that, I feel like it was For the Win, that website that might have put up the end zone view, but just Google it, and we can put it up on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. It's a really telltale. And you can understand why Ryan Tannehill said from his perspective at the other end of the field that he knew as soon as it was Drake versus Gronkowski that Drake had the edge and was going to score. And so, yeah, that painful ending for the Patriots and the Steelers as well, both of those, there is certainly redemption to be found in playing one another. It's just that you don't get those games back. By the way, we play the Miami Dolphins radio call just because it makes us giggle. You can't even tell what sport they're playing. Forget what actually happened at the end of the game. It's like a soccer goal. You know, there's like a crazy soccer goal. And it's something like, and he goes, ah! It's like that. It's so great. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. As you can imagine, it's a subdued Steelers team. Even though they're hosting this week, it's good to be home. But man, this three-game losing streak comes at the worst possible time for Roethlisberger and company.
It's frustrating when you can't beat anybody. You know, if you can't beat the Raiders at Oakland, it's you know, the Patriots are one of the best teams for a reason. You know, we're not the only team that has issues with them. You know, they're that good. So the past is the past, though, so we can only focus on this week.
I mean, if you can't beat the Raiders in Oakland, well, then what are you even doing this season? So, yeah, for Roethlisberger, who, of course, watched a good portion of the second half with the bruised ribs, and they had the issues with being able to read the x-rays and being careful and cautious and him not getting cleared until those final two drives of the fourth quarter. And so now he goes into this game, which is obviously one that you would expect to be more difficult. And that's just a product of where the Patriots are and where the Raiders are. And he gets to be on the same field as Tom Brady. And every time you have a matchup with the Patriots, there's the talk about being opposite Tom Brady and what he's accomplished. And so in the case of Roethlisberger, of course, they both have very impressive resumes. Difference of a few rings, obviously. But the question to Roethlisberger that got a great answer was, because Roethlisberger's older as well and he's constantly battling injuries like the bruised ribs, what is Tom Brady's secret to longevity?
Avocado ice cream, isn't that what it is or something? No, I mean, he works hard. He understands football. He understands offense, defense. He's incredibly smart. And he's, you know, I know people laugh at like his running or his catching abilities, but he's an incredibly talented athlete when it comes to like his arm and some of the things that he can do is throwing while he's falling and arm angles and things like that. So especially for an older guy, he does pretty good.
I mean, Roethlisberger's not pulling punches this week. He's not having it. He is just out there and blunt as all get out.
Avocado ice cream.
And he starts with avocado ice cream. What's the game you're most looking forward to this weekend? 855-212-4227. Now, it is up to the Patriots defense to try to slow down that very talented Steelers offense. It's not just Ben, even if he does have bruised ribs. And we're still waiting to find out with James Conner, but he's not practicing. He's in a walking boot. It looks like he will not play. So then that passing game becomes so important, even more important. But think about the year that Juju Smith-Schuster is having. We know what Antonio Brown can do, and that's the job of the Patriots defense. That secondary, which has been susceptible at times, is to figure out a way to contain them and to not let them run all over you.
They're two great players. So how do they complement each other? By being great. You know, I think whether it's, you know, Schuster catching a 97-yard touchdown or Antonio Brown beating the coverage and getting over top, you really can't fall asleep. And, you know, even though they're different, it's not one of those things where it's like, well, this guy's going deep and this guy's not. They both are different, but they do a lot of the same things on the field that make it hard to set your defense.
Patriots, they really have to, I think in this particular case, at least in my opinion, do the bend but not break thing. You've got to be able to keep these guys in front of you. You can't let them run hog wild or get behind you. And they're so shifty and they're so crafty and they're obviously very fast and really good at what they do. And so there are weapons on both sides. The Patriots can also hurt you a variety of ways. Now, we heard Ben Roethlisberger say, I'm sorry, we heard Bill Belichick say earlier this week that they really do want to stay more committed to their run game. And they want to rely more on Sony Michel. They want to do that ball control thing. But in lieu of that, Brady will dink and dunk you to death. He will use eight different receivers. He'll use James White out of the backfield. And they'll go short passing plays. They'll keep the defense off balance. It's a challenge for both the Pats and the Steelers defenses when you're thinking about the variety of weapons and ways that these offenses can hurt you. This is a game I'm really looking forward to. It's the one I chose, though I could make a case for any of these games and probably will, but it's up on our Twitter, A-Law Radio or After Hours CBS, and Dave did find multiple angles of that Miami game-winning play, including the one from the end zone, which is nearly unbelievable. You can also weigh in on our Facebook page. Todd is listening in Green Bay. Todd, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
How are you, Amy?
I'm good.
First time caller, long time listener.
Sweet.
I just wanted to ask, what do you think about the Green Bay Chicago, and who do you think would be the next Green Bay coach? I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. The Green Bay coaching search. I'll start with that. That's a tough one. They're certainly is a trend in the NFL to going with the bright offensive creative minds. But how do you bring in some young gun and pair him with Aaron Rodgers? That's the part that I just don't know. How does that dynamic work? He and Mike McCarthy had an established relationship, and yet Aaron would still go out on his own. And there was some friction there about how they were running the ball and when they were running it, but also about the plays that were being called. And if you really read and do some research, what you realize is that McCarthy had actually started to change the way that he was calling games, and he had become more creative. Just very often, either the execution was poor. Let's face it, Rodgers is not having a great season. Or Rodgers was kind of freewheeling and doing what he wanted to do instead of going with the play that was called. And so there's plenty of blame to go around. I like the fact that they showed up with a lot of intensity and sense of urgency in Joe Philbin's first game as the interim head coach. Don't let that fool you, okay? I mean, they really put effort into it. I wish they had done that and made it such a priority with Mike McCarthy, but I think Joe Philbin will have a shot. I just worry about one of these young gun offensive coordinators who's got no established credibility as a head coach in the NFL. I don't know how that works. But I also don't think you can bring in an old guy who's been recycled through the NFL. I mean, I feel like it's going to take someone who's got a resume and can hold court, so to speak, with one of the best quarterbacks in the league. But also can speak his language. Not going to be a pushover, but also is going to have, you know, a kind of a futuristic view, right? So you're not stuck in the mud. It's a fresh voice, but it's someone who brings a lot of confidence. But you need, in order to have confidence, you need to have some experience. As for the Packers and Bears, gosh, I can't wait to see the Bears defense in operation again. It's been so much fun to watch them operate, to get better, to kind of feel themselves and get more confidence. So yeah, that Bears-Packers game should be fun. It always is. It's one of the NFL's oldest rivalries. So looking forward to that one as well. We're halfway through. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.